It's Tuesday, December 31st. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden, leaking more oil than ever, says he'd be open to picking a Republican to be his running mate. Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg continues his attacks on Biden, saying he wouldn't have wanted his non-existent son to serve on a Ukrainian board like Hunter Biden did. And lastly, Bernie Sanders closes in on 5 million total donations, raising more money than every other candidate in 2019.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Joe Biden said on Monday that he'd be open to a Republican as his running mate should he win the nomination. During a campaign stop in New Hampshire, Biden was asked about the possibility of a bipartisan ticket. Quote, "The answer is I would," Biden answered, adding, quote, "You know, there are some really decent Republicans that are out there still, but here's the problem right now with the well-known ones. They've got to step up," unquote. Biden, who has previously said he'd prefer to pick a woman and or a person of color as his VP, went on to say there are, quote, "a lot of qualified women and African Americans to choose from." Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg told the Associated Press Monday that he would not have wanted to see his son serving on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company like Joe Biden's son Hunter did. Buttigieg, who has no son, said if elected, he would, quote, "do everything we can to prevent even the appearance of a conflict," unquote. Buttigieg has been critical of Biden in recent weeks, including over his positions on the Iraq war, saying Biden supported, quote, "the worst foreign policy decision made by the United States in my lifetime," which was the decision to invade Iraq, unquote.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Bernie Sanders got some good news Monday as his campaign approached 5 million donations and at an average of $18 is set to end 2019 ahead of his competitors for total money raised. According to the New York Times, Sanders' campaign has 4.865 million donations for the year and is on track to raise roughly $87.5 million by the end of 2019. The campaign is hoping to hit 5 million donations by the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, telling supporters in an email they can donate as little as $2.70 to help the senator reach the mark. Monday's fundraising news came as the Sanders campaign released health information for the 78-year-old senator, showing him to be in excellent shape for his age. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The AP reports that dozens of Iraqi Shiite militia supporters broke into the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on Tuesday after smashing a main door and setting fire to a reception area, prompting tear gas and sounds of gunfire. The embassy attack, one of the worst in recent memory, followed deadly U.S. airstrikes on Sunday that killed 25 fighters of an Iran-backed militia in Iraq. Eric Prince, a major Republican donor and founder of controversial security firm Blackwater, has been referred to the U.S. Treasury Department for possible sanctions violations tied to his recent trip to Venezuela for a meeting with a top aide of President Nicolas Maduro. There's no indication that Prince, whose sister is Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, will be sanctioned. And lastly, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice said Monday he has approved the recommendations from a report calling for the firing of all correctional officer candidates who participated in a Nazi salute during a class photo. Justice reiterated in an earlier statement that this kind of behavior will not be tolerated on his watch in any agency of state government.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget, the Majority Report will be back live Thursday at noon. We still have some best ofs to hear at the Majority Report.